Let's get going, Rabbi Yisrael. I got some really deep stuff to talk about tonight, you really gotta hold your head together. So sometimes you can kind of like walk around or whatever. This is deep. We're gonna go deep. This is Shvilei Pinchas style. Now, what I'm giving you tonight is not actually a Shvilei Pinchas. I actually sent it to the author of the Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, because I thought he'd really like it, which he did. He was familiar with this Torah, even though he didn't write it yet in the Sefer. It's written in the Sefer Lekach Ba'alibuv. This is Rabbi Avram Shor. In the back of his Haggadah, he writes this. It's the same people that the Shvilei Pinchas brings from. That's why I had the audacity to send it to Rabbi Friedman. So here goes, my friends. Try to follow up what we're doing over here. We all know, I think, that chametz, as opposed to matzah, chametz represents a certain degree of gaiva. Gaiva means when a person has like haughtiness. You know, he's like, he postures, he makes himself into being like, I'm this, you know, I'm the, like, so chametz rises, even though there's no real difference between chametz and matzah as far as, you know, what you're putting in it. The only difference is that chametz like makes itself look big. So chametz is like gaiva. And matzah is really anios, it's really anivos, it's piety. Matzah is simple, is plain. So when I bring you the following pasuk, you're going to understand why this pasuk has to do with Pesach. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, it's a pasuk that we read in the Haftorah very often. I think it's the most read Haftorah in the course of the year. Koyamar Hashem, al yisalel chacham b'chachmasoy, al yisalel gibor b'gvurasoy, al yisalel ashir b'asheroy. A person should not, this halal is like praise himself. He should not feel all proud of himself. A chacham because of his wisdom, and a gibor because of his strength, ashir because of his wealth. Kiyum b'zois yis halal hamis halal, haskel v'yadoya oisi. Kiyani Hashem oiset stoka mishpat, I'm sorry, chesed mishpat utstoka ba'aretz, ki be'ilo chafatz dinum Hashem. Hashem says, don't be so haughty, don't be so proud, don't have so much gaiva over, you know, these things that a person has. Now, I personally think this is my own little knetch, because I'm just adding just this one little thing. But these three things represent b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol me'oidecha, somehow. Somehow, that's kind of like description of a person. You say you have to love Hashem with everything you got. Everything you got is b'chol levavcha, nafshcha, me'oidecha. That's everything you got. Me'oidecha is clearly his ashiris. Me'oid means everything, all of your plentiness. That's all of your ma'id, is all of your ashiris. You have to love Hashem with all your money. B'chol levavacha perhaps can mean the chacham, because chach me'leib, chol nafshcha is gibor, whatever, I'm not sure. We'll leave that for a different time. I wanted to speak to Pinchas Friedman about that when we get a chance. But anyway, this is what it says. Now, this pasuk clearly has some sort of connection to Pesach, but the Chassam Sofer and the Droshes brings it to like a head when he says the following thing. The end of the pasuk is Ki ani Hashem oiseh chost chesed mishpat tztaka. Take the Rashi Tevis from those three. I really wanted to write it down for you, but I just got so busy. Chesed mishpat tztaka. Rashi Tevis, the word chametz. Isn't that interesting? So the word chametz is here in this pasuk, and apparently chametz is the symbol of gaiva. So when the pasuk says don't have gaiva, I understand why the pasuk is being meramis to chametz, chesed, mishpat, and tztaka. That's Hashem. That's the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk starts out with speaking about a chacham, a gibor, and an ashir. It says, I'm Hashem, I make chesed, mishpat, and tztaka. So let's try to understand how what Hashem is saying is, these three things that you think is all because of your doing, it's really all coming from me. Let's try to explain this. When we speak about, for example, chachmah. Chachmah is milashen koyach ma. Chachma is like what, everything that a person gets, he receives chachma. Let's contrast chachma from bina. Okay, bina is understanding. Bina can be intuition, but it's when I'm trying to take the raw facts and do something with them. Chachma is just facts. It's just information. You could have a computer that has a lot of chachma. It could be an oitzer hachachma. It could be just a place where a treasure chest of lots of information. Chachma, Rashi says, mashikibo me'rabo. So chachma is really chesed. In other words, it's something someone gave you. it's not something that you necessarily used any of your own understanding in order to get to a conclusion. It's not a conclusion, Chachma. Chachma is a fact. So therefore, Chachma is kind of like Chesed, because all Chachma comes from the fact that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Chachma is the fact that a person is intellectual is HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides Chachma is big. A matter if you do it right is Chacham. Is chesed, I mean. Anyway, chokhmah is chesed. Mishpat is an inyan of gevurah. Mishpat is the judge, is the law. You lay down the law. That's what we do. Din is die, enough, okay? Chesed is, I'm going to plenty here, I'm just going to give, and die is, okay, that's it. You know, that the buck stops here. That's why mishpat is also gevurah. And the last one is staka, is ashir. And ashir, what does he do with his money? He gives staka. So we understand that these three things that Hashem is saying, Ani Hashem Oisa Chesed, Mishpat, and Staka, are connected those three dangers that the start of the Pasuk is Alis Halal. Don't be proud of your own Chachma, your own Gvura, and your own Ashiras. Ki Ani Hashem, because everything comes from me, Hashem says. It's really all mine. Ani Hashem Oisa Chesed, Mishpat, Utstaka. Okay. Now, the Shlach HaKadosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be haughty. He doesn't want you to have the wrong pride. I'm using the word pride, but obviously the wrong pride. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tools. He gives us tools in order to temper ourselves. Because sometimes a person, you know, he finds himself very successful and he starts, like, you know, getting all heady about it and getting all like Gaivadik. And it's like, and it gets to him. It's very natural. So how does a person keep himself balanced and not like that at all, like just... you know, run away with it and like just become like some sort of egomaniac. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs. These are the three mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. And I'll explain to you how. The mitzvahs tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. We'll start with mezuzah. That's the way it starts here, is as follows. Mezuzah, a person puts on the door of his house. Now the house is usually the reflection of a person's wealth. That's where a person keeps his wealth. That's a person's status. Nice, big house. We put a mezuzah there on your house to remind yourself that this house, the protection of the house, the state of the house, the stability of the house comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person puts tzitzis on his beged, on his guf, on his body, on his torso, where his strength is. That's where his strength comes from. Right? And we put tzitzis on us to remember that it's really Hashem that's protecting us. Just on a side, there's an amazing story that one of the Rabbi Shushans, Ben Shushan, he has a story about how he was in an accident and his tzitzis saved his life. Anyway, tzitzis is our gvura. Tzitzis is really what reminds us that our strength is from Hashem. It's not from ourselves. And the tefillin which we put on our head, right by our brain, and we put on our arm, right by our heart. Because people are called chachmei lev. And of course, the chachma is in the mayach. These are all to remind us that our intellect is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these three mitzvahs that Hashem gives us, says the Shlach, is in order to temper ourselves. And remember, if we have success, to attribute the success to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to our own strength, our tzitzis, not our own wealth, our mezuzah, not our own wisdom, our tefillin. And that's the pshat, which the Gemara says in Menachos, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol Sheyesh Loi, Tfilin Begufai, Tzitzis Bebigdai, and he has Mezuzah Bepischai, and then he's Bechizuk Shelo Yechate, he's not going to sin. Because what brings a person to sin? A person gets all gaivadik, and that's like, get a person like starts like thinking about himself, and he stops thinking about Hashem. You have these three things, and you're in a good place. Okay, my friends. Here goes, says the Halig of Megala Amukos from Kroko. The Megala Amukos says, let's look at matzah. Now, the big pasuk of matzah is Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. Those are the matzahs mitzvah. Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. And the pasuk spells matzahs there, Mem Tzadi Tuf. It doesn't spell it Mem Tzadi Vav Tuf like it does everywhere else. So over here, it's written Chaser, Mem Tzadi Tuf, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. That's the big mitzvah of matzahs on the night of the Seder. What is mem tzadi tof rashi tevas? I'll tell you. Mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin. Check that out, huh? Unbelievable. Mind-blowing. We're not done, by the way. What does that mean? That means that matzahs, which is the lechem oini, has in it the power of mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin. What are those three things supposed to do? They're supposed to temper us to remember that it's all from Hashem. Matzahs also is the anius. Is the, when I say the anius, I mean poor. It's the anava, the piety of the matzah. The matzah is flat. He's not trying to make himself out to be, you know, I'm the greatest gift to you. Yeah, I'm just simple. Simple matzah, just water, flour, nothing. No additives, no preservatives. There's no tricks. It's not like it, you know, there's no height that's an illusion. It's just simple. And that's what the matzah represents. The chametz represents Kinei Hashem Oise Chesed Mishpat Tztaka. And we spoke about that's what those are the risks in that pasuk. And over here, how does a person get that? He gets that through chametz matzah, which is mezuzah tzitzis tefillin. We're not done, my friends. Listen to this, unbelievable. The Megaleh Amukos elsewhere brings from the Ravid. And the Ravid says the following thing. He says that we go all the way back to the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Now the Chet of Adam HaRishon is he ate from the Eitz HaDas. The Eitz HaDas was either made out of wheat or made out of grapes, which by the way, on Pesach, we're very busy with wheat and grapes. We got all the matzah that we're eating. We got all the kosis that we're drinking. There's a lot of wheat and grapes on Pesach. What did Adam HaRishon say? When Hashem asked him, did you eat from the tree? Adam said, Hanachosh Hishi'ani. What an interesting word. Hanachosh Hishi'ani Va'oichel. The Nachosh, he convinced me, he seduced me, whatever it is exactly. Hishi'ani va'oichel. What is the word hishi'ani? Well, and we know what the translation is, but maybe there's a remez here. There's a hint to something. Take the word hishi'ani. You break it up. The letters spell the word yesh ani. You could do it at home if you want. Shi'ani, yesh, just she. Change to flip it around. Yesh ani. Shi'ani. Is yesh ani. What does that mean? The Nachash made a yesh ani. I was walking around up until the Nachash, and I knew that I'm just a tselem Elokim. All I am is I'm just here in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anachnu ma, what are we? Anochi oifer ve'efer, to'ilaz v'lo'ish. Whatever is the way you're going to describe your anivas, but a person's going to realize that it's really not me. Anochash hishiyani, Anochash gave me a yesh ani. That's where the trouble started. Says the Heilige Megaleh Amukos. Take the word yesh and add a dalid to the word yesh. I'll tell you why the word letter dalid, but just add a letter dalid right now. You get the word shakai shin and dalid yud, right? Yesh is just the letters shin and yud or yud and shin. Add a dalid and becomes shakai. Take the word ani, add a dalid, you get the word adoi, you get the shem Hashem. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yod. So you add two Dalets to Yesh Ani, and you get two Shem Hashems. What's the Dal? What's the Dalet? Rabbi said, this is so beautiful. This is Mamish. And Mamish, I was dancing when I was learning this. Dal means poor. Dal is like, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Is hashi lo yarbe v'adal lo yamitz. Dal is like the poor. A dalid. Even look at the. By the way, look at the shape of a dalid. It's like a. It's a person that's looking for a handout. That's a dalid. It's a man with his hand out. Dalid is like poor. If you add the Dalid, you get the Shem Hashem. You take the Dalid out, you take the Anivus out, you end up with Yesh Ani. This is my Chochma, my Gvura, my Oisha. Mistake, big mistake. It's all Hashem. That's what the Nachash tried to do. Now, Paro, by the way, is called the Nachash. Paro is Pera. The Nachash, we know, is all about his bad mouth. We know the Nachash, it says, Niskabtu, kol ha chayos etzla Nachash, and asked him, like, what do you get out of biting people? And it says, Ma'isun labal ha-loshan. The Nachash is also, like, considered to be the Pera. And the Pasuk even calls him Atanin Hagadol, the Pasuk in Yechezkel calls him that. Paroi is the Nachash incarnate. Check this out, my friends. The word Paro, Pei Resh Ayin Hei. There's called the Nigle of that, and then there's the Nister, or the Miloi, which is the letter Pei can technically be just spelled with the letter Pei, or Pei Aleph, Pei. The letter Resh is Resh, Yud Shin, Resh. Ayin is Ayin, Yud Nun. Hey is Hey Hey. If you spell out Paroi, look at the letters underneath. You get Yesh Ani or Hishiani. Paro is the Hishiani. Paro is the one who said Li Yor Ani Asisi. Paro is full of gaiva. Klal Yisrael was trapped under Paro, the Hishiani. Now we've got to get out. So my friends, the matzah is called Michla de Isvisa, which means it's the food that heals. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, it doesn't just mean it heals physically, it means it heals spiritually. If a person really absorbs the lesson of the matzah, what does that mean? He understands the importance of having anivus, of being flat, of being simple, of not like taking credit for everything. Then he's restoring the dalit to the Shem Hashem. How is it dalit? Because we eat three matzahs on the night of the Seder, but it's really four because we have three. One of them we break into two, so we end up with four matzahs. So says the Heilig Reb Tzadok. And says, Reb Tzadok, we drink four koisos of wine, four. We change the yesh to shakai. We change the ani to adoi, the adnos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We restore the balance to the world. That's what's supposed to happen on the night of the Seder. And when we do that, so then we bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shechina. Instead of chasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu away by being baal gaiva and saying, yesh ani, and that there's me in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Enani Bahu Yecholim Lador B'Kfifa Achas, I can't be the Baal Gaiva. We bring Hashem back into our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I realize it's all you. I realize everything, all my Hatzlacha is you. Then Hashem comes back. We go through the transition from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim, Eretz Yisrael. So my friends, what was Mitzrayim famous for? Let's take a look. Mitzrayim was famous for their chachma. As a matter of fact, Shlomo HaMelech was praised as being chacham afilu mikol chachmei Mitzrayim, which means that Mitzrayim had a lot of chachma. Look at all the chartumim that they had over there. They definitely had chachma in Mitzrayim, a lot of chachma. They are famous for their gvura. They're famous for their horses. That's why it says you shouldn't. A melech should not have a lot of horses. Pen, because we're afraid that he's going to get the people to go back. Pen Yoshev is a Mitzrayim, leman harbois sus. In other words, Mitzrayim has lots of horses. Lo bigvuras hasus yechpots. The sus is strength, so Mitzrayim they're able to breed a lot of strong horses. There's gvura in Mitzrayim. There's chachma in Mitzrayim. There's gvura in Mitzrayim. And there was for sure Oishar and Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was like the wealthiest place in the world, you know, thanks to Yosef. And they were full of pride, full of themselves. Mitzrayim borders Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael also has this, but we've got to like get it straight. We've got to get it right in order for us to be Zoichet Eretz Yisrael. Take a look. There's a concept called Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the Chochmah that the person can get from being in Eretz Yisrael. And we also know that there's Gevura in Eretz Yisrael. When the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael, they're like, it's an Eretz Migadeles Giboirim, this land. Look at these people. They're huge. They're massive. They're so strong. So Eretz Yisrael also has this element of strength. And my sechsar kol boy, my friends, Eretz Yisrael lacks nothing. There's such wealth here when Eretz Yisrael is, you know, when it's in its proper state. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that we look at things properly. You know, those of us that are in Gullus, and we're all in some form of Gullus, we have to make sure not to get fooled by like the belief that you know, a person is gonna, you know, make himself wealthy, make himself strong. Like, everything that we have is all gifts. It's all gifts. Our armies are gifts. Our wisdom is gifts. And our wealth is a gift. And the more that we remember that, the more we make ourselves worthy of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has these gifts for us. And now's the time for us to internalize these ideas. The idea of the matzah. The idea of the matzah is that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We remember that through our mezuzah, through our tzitzis, through our tefillin. We do that, my friends. And then we're zoicha to chametz. Shavuos, we get chametz. Shtei lechem is chametz. It's the most interesting thing. Pesach, we're like so anti-chametz. We're going with sugar. Like any chametz, we go with chametz busters, right? And then comes Shavuos, we have chametz. You know why? Because then we're ready for it. We're ready to understand, to be proud to be Yidden, to be proud to be your children, because we know it's all from you. And we do, and we're zoicha beis Hashem, to internalize these ideas, because Baruch Hu will send us this Shavuos, Chesed, Mishpat, and Tzedaka. Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Bikarov, Biyameinu, Bimheira. Beis Hashem, we should be Zoicha, all of us together. These are my thoughts on Pesach.